cultural appropriation is basically when you take something from a culture that you don't belong to, such as a Native American headdress, cough, Coachella, and use it outside of that cultural context, usually without understanding its cultural significance and oftentimes changing its original meaning. For an example, the swastika, which we are all familiar with as a symbol used by the Nazis during the Holocaust. Probably gonna be a swastika on the screen, just gonna go with it. Originally, the swastika was used as a sacred symbol in Hinduism and Buddhism to represent prosperity, good luck, and liberation. However, it started being associated with rather opposite concepts in the 1920s when it was appropriated and bastardized by the Nazi Party. This is the perfect example of an outside group taking something of religious and cultural significance and changing its original meaning so that it's no longer accessible to the group that it was taken from. Modern examples of cultural appropriation include Katy Perry performing in a modified kimono and geisha makeup, Katy Perry performing in a bindi, and just Katy Perry in general. But isn't America supposed to be a melting pot? The myth of the melting pot is an outdated model used to describe the equal blending of cultures to create one single new and better culture. However, most sociologists have scrapped this idea and choose to look at the blending of cultures like a salad. They all keep their own distinct shapes and flavors, and some cultures are more prominent than others. Viewing America like a melting pot implies that all cultures are mixed and valued equally, which is not so much the case in the US. In the United States, you see a dominant culture that was originally established and enforced by white European colonizers onto the native people of the land. An example of this is Christian missionaries forcing Native American children to attend Christian boarding schools.